With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim.
There's no greater wrong than being dead too soon.
That's Edna Buchanan, Pulitzer Prize-winning crime reporter for the Miami Herald, who has covered some 5,000 violent deaths over the past 20 years. The villain of Buchanan's gripping thriller, Nobody Lives Forever, is Laurel, a young woman with multiple personalities, just like Miami.
It's so beautiful, yet can be so deadly, like Laurel. It can look so innocent and yet be corrupt, you know, like little Jennifer, one of the other personalities. And sometimes it's a city totally without conscience, like Alex, and full of people obsessed about one thing or another, like Harriet, the homemaker.
Laurel, with her separate deadly personalities, lives with a homicide cop named Rick, who is investigating a series of murders linked to the same killer. The cop is unaware that his lover is the murderer, and the reader knows that it's only a matter of time before Laurel turns on Rick. Buchanan says that as she wrote, her characters seem to come alive.
My cat Flossie sits on my lap when I work. It's better than having worry beads, having a cat to stroke, and she watches the cursor as I work on the word processor. Sometimes I would just say, Flossie, my God, look what she's doing now. The villain was doing such terrible things.
Miami is a violent city, but Edna Buchanan says the crime rate is coming down.
The drug killings we're having now tend to be more the work of street punks fighting each other, often with these drive-by shootings. Unfortunately, they're notoriously poor shots, and about 60% of the time, they miss their intended target and hit somebody else.
Edna Buchanan, her crime memoir, The Corpse Had a Familiar Face, is now in paperback. Buchanan's novel, Nobody Lives Forever, was recently published by Random House. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I've covered about 5,000 violent deaths, about 3,000 of them murders.
Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Edna Buchanan of the Miami Herald. Her most recent book is a thriller, Nobody Lives Forever, about a serial killer with multiple personalities. Buchanan vividly recalls covering her first violent death, in which a young construction worker was killed by a live wire.
He looked so young and strong and virile. You know, he was dressed in jeans and had a shirt on, had a great tan. It was in May, I think, and the breeze was blowing and his hair was sort of riffling in the wind, and he looked so alive still. And it seemed so wrong, so outrageous, that when he left home that morning, his family never knew that they wouldn't see him again.
Buchanan is rarely philosophical at a crime scene.
All you're thinking about is that deadline.
But later, small details come to mind.
How sometimes, you know, a person is just smashed like an eggshell, and yet their watch is still ticking. And often the impact when they land, because I've covered a lot of jumpers, you know, their shoes come off, and even they're perfectly tied, and they're somewhere else. Things like that, they do tend to haunt you.
Edna Buchanan blames a lot of Miami's crime problems on the Mariel boat lift in 1980.
Think how wonderful it would be if we could take all of the career criminals in prison, empty the death rows, empty the hospitals for the mentally criminally deranged, and send them all off to some place where they're welcomed and turned loose on the street with innocent citizens. And that's exactly what happened. Jimmy Carter let Fidel Castro flushes toilets on Miami.
Edna Buchanan, Random House, published her terrific thriller, Nobody Lives Forever, and her nonfiction crime memoir, The Corpse Had a Familiar Face, is out in paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.